It's 8:56 and 79 degrees here in Urbana. Time to check on commodity markets. Let's bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our market's mostly defensive overnight and this morning, but the wheat market has seen some recovery efforts after yesterday's losses. Crude trade is down about 60 cents, and the dollar is down about 30, offering mixed peripheral influences to us. We did see a sale of 101,736 tons of corn sold to Mexico, announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. This offers a little bit of stability to the corn market. Current price action, September corn down a penny at 353.5. December corn down a penny as well at 367.25, and next July 391.5, down 1.25. Soybeans, September beans down a quarter at 831.75. New crop November 841.75, down 2.5, and next July 888.75, down 1.75. Chicago wheat, September is currently up 4.75 at 507.5. December is down 5 at 526.5. And next July, 558 even, down 4. Kansas City wheat, 507.5, down a half, basis of September. December is 533.75, down 3.25. And next July, 565 even, down 2.25. Minneapolis wheat for September, down a dime at 563. December is steady on the day at 584.75. And next July is 615.5, down 3/4. Livestock trade is mixed in mildly choppy trade this morning. International trade agreement talks, while ongoing, seem to be stagnating, which is a negative for our prices. Considering the political and international trade situation, many producers are considering storing more beans than usual. Selling deferred months, which are offering some return to storage, is a strong consideration at this time. If we don't have enough storage, making sure that we have sales on the books to cover our overages in both corn and beans is top priority at this time. In light of this, we have growing concerns about looming basis deterioration and want to be proactive on that front as well. USDA numbers due out next Wednesday of the 12th. It is not likely to contain much bullish information. Our growing concern is that bean yields may still go up and export expectations go down. The idea that the USDA could ink a billion bushel carryout is growing. In light of this, buying some inexpensive, slightly out-of-the-money November bean puts may be a consideration for some in anticipation of the report. If we break down, 775 on the longer-term charts looks like a viable downside objective. Lastly, we see a pretty good swell in winter wheat acres. We'd table the idea that if you're going to expand your wheat acreage production base, marketing at these levels is a strong consideration. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great week.
Thank you very much, Bill. Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Quick glance at current conditions here in our listening area, where it's 79 degrees in Urbana, wind out of the south around 5 miles per hour. And we're up to 76 degrees in Bloomington Normal, 79 in Decatur, 80 degrees in Danville, 80 degrees in Charleston Mattoon, and up to 81 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock. 1A is next.